So if all ideas could be vacuumed out of you, if all influences that have ever touched you could be removed, and you simply put your attention on what's happening in your body, you would feel ecstatic. It wouldn't take long for you to feel a bubbling up of joy just in feeling the alive movement of your own body. And of course, the most common way people key into this is sex. You have to go to the extreme measure of sex to recognize any real physical ecstasy. And then you're not thrilled about that either, because you've got to deal with the problems that come with it. So you can't win. So although these are great questions, they're very serious. They're very mind-oriented, and that's not a criticism. That's just, there's nothing wrong with being mind-oriented or even any of these questions in any way. But have the understanding that the mind and that standing in the mind and looking only through the mind, the mental dimension, can't ever bring you ecstasy. It's just not the right vehicle. A Toyota can't get you to China. You've got to have a boat or a plane. You need the right vehicle. The mind is not the ecstasy-producing vehicle. The body is. Whenever you've ever been truly happy in any way, it's always included a feeling of bodily happiness. You can't think of one example where it didn't. Even if the body wasn't involved in whatever it was, you felt it bodily. So this is a clue, a huge clue, that the body is not to be ignored or overcome or subjugated, but it's to be, to whatever degree you can, befriended. It's to be seen rightly as the vehicle for ecstasy, the only possible experiencer. If you're serious about wanting happiness, the body can't be left out. So every day can be a holy day. Every day can be a holiday. And there's endless ways to get to that level of experiencing. Now we could talk for days, weeks, months about all the different aspects of it and possibilities of it and ways to get closer to it. And none of it would matter or be helpful or benefit you in any way if you carried even the slightest idea that the body is something to be gotten away from, gotten rid of. So why not start there? It's actually the easiest place to start. If your complaint is I'm not happy enough, then the best advice I can give you is start with the body. And by start with the body, I don't even mean